This is a podcast from Rover.
You're listening to the best bits of Lee and Tammy.
All right, Fido, we've got another special guest in the studio here. Sharon Casey, good morning to you.
Oh, morena, guys. Don't act like you've got another special guest when I just saw you in the kitchen and was like, hey, can I come on your show to talk about my my TV show?
You interrupted our breakfast.
Yeah. I did. I'm so sorry. But hey, it's good to be in here. I've always wanted to be cool enough to be on George, and here I am.
Oh, look, mate, you're in the black studio.
I've made it.
Wow, look at this. A TV show you've been working on for a while. I haven't even heard of this. What's going on? What's the guts?
Okay, it's called My Mum, Your Dad. Yes. And so basically there is this beautiful Italian villa out in Muriwai. And in one house is all of these like adult single parents.
Yeah.
And then in the other house are some dating experts that are watching them Big Brother vibes to kind of help them find love. But the parents don't realise the dating experts are actually their adult children.
Ooh.
And so the children are sitting there trying to set up the parents the whole time and also witnessing some things that maybe they don't overly want to see their parents do.
Is it full cameras everywhere?
Full cameras everywhere. No. It's like Big Brother watching your parents date.
I like the premise of this. Because you know, like when you become older, as an older kid and stuff, you'd be like, I know what's perfect for my mum or my dad.
Yes, right. Yes. Also, you know? What I found really interesting as I was watching it, and then this, like a couple of times, you see some people doing some passion, some kissing and stuff.
Is there passion?
Oh, there's so much filthy passion. And I couldn't help myself, and I looked at one of them, and then I felt like a total creep because he was quite a good looking. Like he's in his 20s, guys. It's all right.
Yeah.
I was like, do you kiss like as that as well? Because it's like one of the only times that you can genetically see if you make out the same as your parents do.
Oh. We need a study. We need a study.
To be okay. Is your kissing style genetic?
Oh.
I think it might be.
Really?
Okay.
From what you've seen, you believe.
From what I've seen, I believe. But I mean, I haven't pashed my own dad or my father-in-law, so I'm not quite sure.
Well, we've got him on the phone here. We'll have
T-Dog. I reckon T-Dog be keen, actually.
Oh. Hey, mate, but I like these shows because it's about finding love, right?
Yeah, and it's quite... There's so many, like, bullshit shows where it's so toxic and yuck and it's just all about the drama and mean, where this is actually about people finding love. And I think it's more like the voyeuristic side of it, of... what people, I don't want to say that age, I don't want to be ageist, but like what people in that stage of their life are like when they're dating. Yeah. Because it is like for single people, like especially when you're older and your friends have all got kids and stuff, it's so hard.
Are they? Have they lost a lot of tact? Because you know, dating
mojo,
when you're younger, have they lost mojo? Have they lost? Do they try and rush things? Are they always out of time? Or what's the kind of vibe of it?
Some people have definitely got to work on their game a little bit.
Yeah.
Some people it has most definitely never left, and are just oozing it. And you're just sitting there being like, "How have you not got?" Like, there's a few of them that walk in, you're like, "Holy crap! Like, how have you not found someone?" Like, because they are very hot.
Yes.
Very hot. Yeah. There was a few like hot dad moments for me when they walked in.
But
one of my favorite bits was when in the very first scene that I walk in, I kind of walk around like full of energy. I'm like full glammed up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey guys. And everyone kind of looks at me like, is she one of the parents? Because she's going to be super annoying. And just if you watch the show on Sunday night, just watch for the facial reactions to people when I walk in, because some of them look at me like, oh yeah, keen. And then others look at me like, who's this bitch?
Really?
They did not know you were the host.
No.
They thought you were part of the show.
Most of the dads were like, hey,
absolutely no idea. I was like, oh, my name's Sharon Casey, guys. You may have seen me on Dancing with Nothing. None of you guys have seen it? Okay, all good. It's fine. I'm just pretend I'm not here.
Oh, that's so good.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much. And what time on Sunday is it again?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
on
Sunday.
7 p.m. Sunday.
I'll be watching.
Yeah.
I'll be watching. I watch old school telly.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Scumbag over here doesn't. But I watch it.
Yeah, I can't believe they're still making TV, to be honest. But that's what I was joking.
Lee, you need to be a supportive friend. This could be my last TV show ever.
We'll be there with you on the couch.
I just finished watching Maths, so this will be my next thing to watch. Thank you very much.
It's a good calm down from Maths.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks for giving into peer pressure and having me on, guys.
Cool. Thanks, Jess.
No worries.
That was the best of George Breakfast. Catch Lee and Tammy 6 till 10 weekdays on George FM.